Religious strife explodes once more in Nigeria. The Cyprus munitions blast unearths problems for a ministry team. And we'll get an update on how Japan's tsunami survivors are doing now. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. A flare-up of Christian-Muslim violence in Nigeria's Jos state has claimed 40 lives since it began last Monday. Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports that among the dead was a Christian family of eight, two adults and six children. Spokesman Greg Musselman explains.
Had this radicalized Muslim youth. It was the end of Ramadan they were celebrating. And again, violence flared up. They were looking for trouble, and they went after some Christian families.
Pray that Christians in Nigeria will demonstrate the love of Christ in spite of the opposition they face.
This is an ongoing situation. It just seems to pop up every few weeks, and lately it's just becoming more intense.
However, lately, more churches are throwing off the cloak of silence.
They realize that we really need to share the message, and they cross a line in a sense where, like, hey, if I get killed, I get killed. But I'm going to preach Christ. So the message of the gospel is going powerfully forward, and many of these Islamists are coming to know Christ.
Next, the shockwaves of July's deadly munitions explosion in Cyprus are still being felt politically and economically. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says their office in Cyprus is working, but there are daily rolling power outages that often come without warning. Battery and generator failure, excessive costs, and high temperatures have made it difficult for the Sat7 staff to meet their deadlines. Pray for a quick resolution to the situation. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mark Lewis says it'll be another year yet until cleanup is complete in post-tsunami Japan. The Evangelical Free Church's crisis response teams are still removing debris. Lewis says months later, the atmosphere remains tense.
The stress that's evident in people's lives is really the most significant thing that we've been noticing lately. A lot of uncertainty and just a huge need to be able to talk and tell their story.
Although it's generally frowned upon in Japanese culture to openly discuss emotions, Lewis says many of the tsunami survivors will open up to outsiders. It's especially surprising the way people are open to hearing the gospel, even from those they don't know well.
We have just experienced an incredible openness that our staff in Japan is saying it's just unprecedented.
To allow people both an outlet to talk and a place to hear the hope of the gospel, the EFCA is creating a mobile coffee shop with believers ready to listen inside. You can be a part of this or other outreaches. Learn how at our website. Meanwhile, Haiti has another 6 months before it'll pull out of recovery into rehabilitation, according to Pat Melanson. Haiti's traumatic earthquake struck over a year before Japan's, but several factors from infrastructure to poverty have slowed the rebuild process. Baptist Global Response has stepped in with over 60 projects, mainly focusing now on housing.
By the end of the year, we should have 1,600 homes that we've built.
With each project, BGR strives to push Haitians to self-sufficiency.
So much support has been given. And what has happened to a degree is that well-meaning groups have gone in wanting to help, but have created a great sense of dependency.
BGR is trying to get pastors and churches in particular on their own two feet to better spread the gospel.
One thing that we're hoping is that the Christian community as a whole will see that long-term objectives are very important when you're coming out of a disaster.
And Baptist Haiti Mission recently embarked on summer camp ministries to help kids reclaim their childhoods in the wake of the quake. The outreach has gone so well, they're expanding it beyond the 2 weeks in the summer. Two teams of BHM missionaries will staff Crossings Ministries, whose primary focus is evangelism and discipleship. They take the call to go to the nation seriously and seek to equip students to follow in this direction. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian. It'll help you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. We've got your copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.